Russian authorities have been trying to negotiate for the freedom of hundreds of school children, parents, and teachers. There was some success today when a number of hostages were released from a school where they're being held. Those hostages were taken yesterday when militants seized that school in southern Russia. As many as 40 heavily armed men and women stormed the school. They killed a dozen people, mostly policemen, and then they herded their captives into a gymnasium. The UN Security Council called this a heinous terrorist act, and Russian authorities say the attackers have links with Chechen rebels. Now, NPR's Lawrence Sheets is near the school in the town of Beslan in northern Ossetia province. And Lawrence, what's the latest you've been able to learn?
The latest details we have coming from Russian government officials is that indeed 26 women and children have been released by the hostage takers. This would be the first batch of hostages to have been released since this drama started unfolding about 32 hours ago now.
Interesting that there would be this apparently positive sign after the news of the last few hours. When we spoke to you earlier, you were telling us about the refusal to negotiate on anything substantive and also explosions and gunfire.
Well, it's the Russians who've been telling us that the gunmen have been refusing to negotiate at all. We don't know exactly what the subject of the discussions between the gunmen and the government has been because they haven't given us that many details. As far as the gunfire goes, this has been going on since really this whole thing began, and it's periodic rounds of automatic gunfire being shot into the air, also grenade launchers from time to time. But Russian officials stressing that they think this is simply a tactic by the gunmen to try to keep Russian forces who are ringing this school compound on their toes. Now, I know there was a report on one of the wire agencies saying that they thought that perhaps the rebels had shot at a car which came too close. We don't have any confirmation of that. There have been several incidents, about every 2 or 3 hours, where there's a round of automatic gunfire or an explosion, which sounds like a grenade, but we don't have any reports of casualties or injuries as a result of this. And the interpretation that we've been repeatedly given by the Russian authorities is that this is the gunmen trying to basically keep Russian forces at bay.
So 26 people have been released. A fair number of people remain inside the school. Their relatives remain outside the school where you are. How have they been responding to these developments?
People are very, very nervous. If yesterday night when we arrived, I think there was an atmosphere of shock and almost resignation and disbelief. Today you really see people's nerves fraying. You see a lot of anger. You see a lot of emotion, a lot of people in tears. We've seen a lot of anger directed at Russian officials, not just at the terrorists. The people with relatives inside the school feel that Russian officials have been misleading the public about the numbers of the hostages. Now, there is a report which is based on a statement by the presidential press secretary of the president of the North Ossetian region of Russia. He made it quite clear that this was a partial list, and they were still compiling names, and he said that that list contained at least 354 names of school children alone, that did not include the teachers inside the school or the many parents who went with their children on the first day of school. The North Ossetian Interior Minister saying that there were at least between 480 and 600 school children alone in that building. He was using the figure from yesterday, which was 120, which the government initially came up with, and said that they admitted that it was 4 or 5 times as large. Now, people who you speak with outside who have relatives inside insist that there are at least 700 people in that school. They base that on the fact that there are more than 800 kids enrolled there, and that only 50 of them were able to escape when this drama began yesterday. Of course, another 26 coming out now. And that, of course, does not include all of the relatives and the parents and the school teachers inside the school building. So a bit of confusion about the number.
That's NPR's Lawrence Sheets. He's in the town of Beslan in southern Russia. Lawrence, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.